Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's start with 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 19. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19. The Bible says, as we know, I say, and we know that we are of God. He said, but the whole world lies in wickedness. We are of God, yes, born of God. But the whole world lies in wickedness. Everyone that is of God needs not just to confess the supernatural. We need to practically operate in the realm of the supernatural in order to be free from being whipped by the enemy of God. The moment you belong to God, the enemy of God hates you and I with perfect hatred. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, verse number 7 to 8, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 8, it says, and there was war in heaven. And Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Their place was not found anymore in heaven. The dragon is the evil. His angels are agents of evil. Demons. They lost the battle in heaven. They were cast to the earth. Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 9. And as a result of that, the Bible says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 17. So the dragon, the wicked one, is terribly angry and has vowed to make war with those that keep the commandments of God and those that have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So the saints of God cannot afford to operate in the realm of the natural because he is higher than the realm of the natural. Anyone operating in the realm of the natural is a cheap meat for this wicked devil. It is dangerous to operate in the realm of the natural. The saints of God cannot afford to dwell there. Praise the living Jesus. It is very dangerous. Imagine you have somebody that is wicked and is angry. And the Bible even says he knows that he has but a short time. So this short time he has to do wickedly, he wants to unleash his greatest wickedness on the earth. Praise the living Jesus. So, if we are fighting at his level, if we are below him, sorry, it is too dangerous. But I have good news for somebody. Today, you are moving higher in the realm of the supernatural. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, we must fight the battle from a higher realm to where the wicked one is standing. We must fight the battle standing higher than him in order not to be whipped by him. Praise the living Jesus. Come on, say, I am for signs. I'm for wonders. Say it again, I am for signs. I'm for wonders. Say a big amen to that. Our topic is operating in the supernatural. This is part 3. And we are focusing on one fundamental factor in the school of power today, and that is by the word of God. By what? The word of God. By the word of God. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 17. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 17. He said, and thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do wonders. What is that rod? That rod is the word of God in figure. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. And there shall go forth a rod from the stem of Jesse. And that is talking about Jesus. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. John 1, 1. So the word of God is loaded with signs and wonders, and thou shalt take this rod in your hand. The word of God is this supernatural manifestation of God's package delivered to man. Praise the living Jesus. The word of God carries the power to reverse any negative situation. The word of God has the power to produce miracles out of any naturally hopeless situation. In Luke chapter 5, verse number 1 to 7, Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 7, that was the story of a man that a professional fisherman went and did all he needed to do, all he knew to do, did everything. But it was like nothing was working. In fact, nothing worked. All of a sudden, the master came and said, let me use this, your boat. The natural thing for any natural person is that, oh, as at that moment, he was frustrated. But thank God, he responded to the master. And the master used the boat. And after he used his boat to preach, he used the boat as a podium, as a platform to preach to the people. He said, now launch to the deep for multitude. In other words, what you have labored for, you will reap them right now. Launch into the deep. And the man said, oh, if you know what I've done all through the night, you wouldn't have said that. We have toiled all night and I've caught nothing. Will you listen to me? Launch into the deep. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, instead of casting nets, I will cast net. Well, let me just obey you. But thank God, he threw that net. And what he labored for that he didn't get, he got it at the instance of the word. What am I saying? The word of God has the power to produce miracles out of any naturally hopeless situation. I said to you today, whatever situation you are going through today, the word of God will bring about a reversal to deliver your testimony. If you believe me, let your amen show it. Listen to this. Amen. Amen is very cheap. You don't pay anything for it. How many of us can say amen? Now, if you now make your amen very scarce, that means you don't really believe. I said today, the word of God will work wonders in your life. That's getting better now. Access to the word of God is access to the supernatural. Now, let's dig deep. What are the things that make the word of God supernatural? What are those things? We're going to look at a few things, and we'll look at some more things, and I trust the Holy Spirit, it will help us. What are those things? Number one, there is life in the word of God. There is life in the word of God. Now, the word of man that is dead is dead. If you pick a book written in 1820, I tell you, all the content may not matter today again. Do you agree with me? Why? It is outdated. Events may have overtaken the content there. Why? It is dead. But the Word of God, the oldest book, the Bible is the oldest book, but it's alive. That's why we are reading it over 2,000 years ago. Many things have happened. They are still very, very current. The Word of God is what? Life. The Word of God is alive. Praise the living Jesus. Why? Because that is the word of the living God. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 1, all through to 4, it said, in the beginning, the beginning was the word, the word was with God, the word was God. The same in the beginning with God, it said, all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Now, he said, in him was life. In him was what? Life. In the word was life. So the word has life. So if I say to you today that it shall be well with you, somebody needs to be here. If I say to you today, it shall be well with you. You know, if you truly believe it, as you swallow it, the word has life inside it to bring to pass that which was spoken. Now, the reason why you put a seed in the ground, and after a while, something comes out of the ground, is growing, is because that seed was alive before you put it in the ground. Do you agree? The same way. The word of God has life inside. And that word is able to deliver anything that is sent to deliver. I said to you once again today, it shall be well with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that life we are talking about is the Zoe. That is the very life of God. Now, the way we think as one in the flesh. Now, God formed man from the dust and breathed into his nostril the breath of life. Now, the natural man is thinking that the breath of life is talking about the breathing up and down. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. Because God told him, the day you eat of that fruit, you die. And he ate the fruit, he died. But he was still walking around. He was still breathing up and down. So it was not the breathing up and down that we are talking about here. It was the life of God that makes things happen anywhere. That's what we are talking about. That's the Zoe. And Zoe is in every word of God. The moment you take it in, that word has enough power to make happen what the word is describing to you. If you believe, come and say, I believe. Number two, the word of God carries the spirit of God. In John chapter 6 and verse number 63, the Bible says, the word that I speak unto you, he said, they are spirit and they are what? Life. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The Spirit of God is synonymous with the power of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 4, Apostle Paul speaking, he said, my word and my preaching are not with the enticing words of my wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So the word of God carries the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is synonymous with the power of God. You remember Acts chapter 1 verse 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. Praise the living Jesus. So in other words, when the word enters, power actually enters. Are you there? When the word enters, I'm not talking about the word that we are taking as the word that we pick on CNN. No, when the word truly enters, power has actually enters. Power is entering to somebody today. If that is you, let your amen show. Number three now. The word of God carries darkness, destroying light. Darkness, terrifying light. Darkness, humiliating light. Listen to me today. From this hour, it is not you that will be running away from the enemies. The enemies will be running away from you. There are certain people that witches will run away from, naturally. There are certain people that occultic people will run away from, naturally. There are certain people that demons will cry out and run away, naturally. You'll be among them. From this hour, you'll be among them. In the mighty name of Jesus.